In his book, On Liberty, John Stuart Mill argues for one simple principle, the harm principle. It amounts to this: the state, my neighbors, and everyone else should let me get on with my life as long as I don't harm anyone in the process. One way of thinking of this is, my freedom to swing my fist ends at the tip of your nose. If I don't have dependents, I should be free to drink myself to an early death, live as an eccentric, or explore alternative lifestyles, as long as no one else is damaged in the process. Paternalism is okay towards children, they need protecting, but never towards adults who are of sound mind. So, let me get on with my experiments of living, and you get on with yours. And even if I'm wrong about the best way to live, it's better to let me make my own mistakes. This individual freedom is the seedbed of genius. It's also the basis of enduring happiness for ordinary people. It needs protecting. Mill favors free speech, too, up to the point where it inflames violence. It's not just what you say, but also where and when you say it that matters. But merely causing offense, he thinks, is no grounds for intervention, because in his view, that is not a harm. He champions dissent because it keeps us on our intellectual toes and stops our beliefs congealing into dead dogma. We need a variety of views to think well. Censorship is the enemy of progress. Not everyone agrees, of course. Critics of Mill's liberalism think he went too far. Our lives are more enmeshed with others than he realized. And some speech causes deep psychological harm. Harm that can be as damaging as a fist in the face.